there are potentially 10,000 homes affected in Donegal. 10,000 homes equals a lot more people that are currently affected. We have been looking for a voice for long enough, and currently we have four councillors that were elected. Against all odds, the people are behind us. We are united. We're going to make sure that there's a voice in Dublin, and hopefully that voice is me, because we have had help from our politicians that aren't in government. There's no doubt about it. But what we need is a voice that will be direct and to the heart of the matter. And that voice is going to be me, hopefully, if the people get out and vote. So I think it's important that we realise that we have a fight on our hands. Dublin do not recognise the crisis, what is currently going on in Donegal. But I recognise it because I live this crisis every single day, along with the thousands of others that are currently affected.
You're very careful to make the point in interviews and discussions that 100% redress is not a single issue party. And it's interesting that your campaign slogan isn't rebuilding houses. It's a slogan that says rebuilding communities. You believe this goes beyond defective blocks?
I believe it goes beyond defective blocks, yeah. I believe rebuilding our communities is an all-round, okay? So rebuilding our communities, we have our homes crumbling, we have our creches crumbling, we have our old people's homes crumbling. You know, as in, there's currently thousands of potential children's nurseries and creches just absolutely crumbling around us. So I'll give you an example, okay? We have a community centre out in Rye that's fallen down around it. The people have campaigned for years and fundraised, and right now they're not even eligible for the scheme. You know, in Carndonagh, in Clonmany, Buncrana, all the way to Letterkenny, nurseries and old folks' homes crumbling. So that's why we need somebody in there like myself who will be direct voice. The government do not want to see me on the floor of the Dáil bringing up the fact is that they put a scheme in place that doesn't work. This is a nightmare scenario for them to have me elected. They do not want to see me in Dublin, but hopefully the people get behind me and we get meet myself in and get elected, and the 100% Redress Party will go from strength to strength and be a voice for people in Donegal.